entertaining talk radio, broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome one and all to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right. Miracle. This is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your goddamn ears and the goddamn place. Let's throw another one in there. To goddamn B. Thank you for tuning in. Those of you who are listening for the first time, my name is Ken. Those of you who are not listening for the first time, welcome back. Thank you. We're doing it again. When I say we, I mean me. Because occasionally I like to dip into this thing, tip my little my gnarled big toe into the pool, and slowly get acclimated to the temperatures involved with doing this solo. To just kind of throw my thought process out there, and just see where it goes. Because lately I maybe I think a little too highly of myself. Maybe I'm a little too overconfident in what I think are abilities and what I think to be skill, but what may actually just end up being complete delusions of grandeur. Garbage. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe certain people see me, they hear me speak to them, and maybe they don't get the same welcoming sense of just awe that I get from hearing my own fucking voice. I don't know. Listen, I like to give advice. I like to try and be helpful to people occasionally. And I dole it out so rarely that when it happens, I think, well, this is certainly a gift I'm giving. I'm giving this person some information they would not have otherwise had. They would have figured it out. They probably would have wasted a few minutes troubling themselves, getting down the wrong path and ultimately getting frustrated. Let me save them that fucking round trip. And as they grab their coffee cup, let me just let them know. I took the last of the coffee. There's no more coffee in there. And I'm going to go tell them and they'll bring some more out. You would think, oh, okay. Yeah, I won't even bother. I'll just wait till the good coffee comes out. Or thank you, you fucking dick, for taking the last of the coffee. You're a fucking asshole, but thanks again for the heads up, you piece of shit, sparsely bearded fuck. With a corner of the top of the nose zit. Do you understand how fucking painful those are? You go to the top of the bridge of your nose, right where your eyebrow should end, if you're not a half, a quarter of an ape, as I am. My eyebrow extends a little bit past that, but that little notch right there, you can barely squeeze it. You can barely milk it. That little fucking red lava that comes out, that udder that you're trying to squeeze, barely comes out, and eventually it'll just explode. It's one of those that will brew and eventually just project onto the mirror. But they may see me and say those things in their head. But I think on average, a lot of people will be appreciative of me letting them know, hey, there's no more coffee. No sense in looking like an asshole, and no sense in getting frustrated by the fact that there is none. Let me just tell you right now, there's none. This morning, I did that. I got into this exact situation this morning at the bagel place, which is far greater than any bagel place that you've ever frequented. And I don't want you there, so I will not mention the name. Also, they don't fucking pay me, and they never got back to me when I offered my services of web design. So I'll eat your bagels, but you can go fuck yourself if you think you're getting the name of your business out to the several people that download this. Oh, I'm terrible. But anyway, the guy looks at me and goes, I used to own a deli. I go, okay. Like he ended it there. Like he didn't have anything else. And I said, okay. Well, they're coming out with more coffee. I know all the tricks. Like, I'm like, you fucking, you tiny, tied, fucking, like, wimpy from Popeye-bodied motherfucker. I don't give a shit if you owned a fucking Portuguese cat house, you fucking piece of shit. I own a deli. I know all the tricks. So he takes the fucking coffee thing and tips it a little bit. As if I didn't fucking do that already. As if I haven't been experienced with spigots and containers that you empty into cups. I did it. I ran that fucker dry. Not a drop came out. And I walk over and go pay for my things. And the guy timidly asks, You guys gonna come out with more coffee? And I had several options of what I could have done. I could have just heard him basically acknowledge that he's wrong, timidly. Could have soaked that in and just enjoyed it. Or I could have done what I actually did, which is override his comment to the person behind the counter and say, oh yeah, I told you about the coffee, right? And then glare at him. And he looked right down, like when Teddy steals something of mine and refuses to give it up, my little fucking shit, fuck, smelly dog, who you can wash, you can give him a bath, but he still smells like a fucking sewer. I don't know how that happens. He goes from smelling like soap to smelling like an open fucking sewer within 15 minutes. I don't know what it is. That's just his nature. He's a piece of shit. He chews everything in sight. And that's the exact look he had on his face. He looked like a sad cockapoo who was caught in the wrong. And I loved it. I absolutely, absolutely loved it. Relished it all the way to work. Just kind of, just thinking about how I got over on that fucking dick. When you try and do a favor for somebody and they treat you with, you know, without appreciation, and they try to make an example out of you, I guess, to make their day better. And then they end up getting fucked over a little bit, and I call this fucked over, but really, like, you, I should reserve fucked over for being, like, stranded somewhere or, like, losing thousands of dollars. The guy just realized there was no coffee in a fucking pot. I don't know why I'm making such a fucking big deal of it, but he was portly, and he fucking bothered me. So I get to work, and I see an email from one of my coworkers, and it's one of those emails that if it was written from my parents, I would pretend I never read, because it involves explaining something that he has no knowledge of, but should have a knowledge of. He should know how to do this thing. He's been told how to do this thing. But he doesn't know how to fucking do it. And he's not learning any goddamn time soon. So much like explaining attachments on Yahoo Mail to my dad, or on Hotmail for my mom, this guy needed to know how to convert a Word document to wiki format so he could put it in our company's knowledge base. And I go over to his desk, and before I round the corner and enter into his fucking domain of just sad sackness. The posture on this guy, he looks like a somebody just dropped him into the chair, just poured him into the chair. The shoulders completely rounded with shame. And all of a sudden, before I get into just around the corner and near his desk, I hear just the worst bottom of the lung cough that you know sputum is just flying out. Even if it is, as Keith Fu pointed out on our forum, hearustalk.com/forum, aerosolized microbes, as I've discussed with shit and fart smell. Even if his sputum has been aerosolized and is just flying through the fucking ventilation system of the office. I still had to go over and I still had to talk to the goddamn guy. And I talked to him. And mid-sentence, the guy gets in, he turns, first of all, the saddest, just most fucking, just downtrodden and beaten, slow desk chair revolution. Facing a desk, and he has to do a half turn to face me. And you would have thought that I asked him that I told him he was on vacation and his house had been destroyed by a hurricane. Like, that's how sad he was. Just doesn't want to deal with it. Oh, I gotta. As he turns around and starts telling me something, he gets into another fucking coughing fit. And he only manages to cover his mouth maybe 2.5 ruptures in. So I know there's some fucking spittle and some goddamn sick in my general area from this fucking guy. And now the problem he has, it involves something that's installed and has settings, and I either have to... those of you who have to teach somebody how to do something on a computer or explain something, you can go and draft instructions, right? If you want it to be remembered forever and you want to just kind of do it right, or you can go over there and treat them like people who value your time and just explain it to them and hope that they'll diligently take notes. And when you realize that neither of those two things are going to happen, you just tell them to fucking move and you do it. That's usually it. It's the Nick Burns computer guy sketch that Fallon was in like the late 90s, which was just completely accurate. You know what? You look at the person, you realize, look, this is something I'm not going to be able to fucking walk you through. If you were in a plane and I needed to tell you how to land it, and the instructions I need to tell you are the ones I have to execute myself, look, the passengers are all dead and their fucking luggage is all burned up. It's not going to happen. So just move out of the fucking chair and I'll just do it, and then we'll never have to speak of this again. And when I say, hey, would you mind if I just go ahead and see the settings and see how everything is? The guy looks at me and goes, well, I hope you have hand wipes. Well, I hope you have hand wipes. And then I realize, yeah, there's no way in fucking hell I'm touching this guy's goddamn computer. I'm not, I've said it before, I am not like Frank, the germ freak. I am not a germaphobe. But he had the type of fucking cough that you know is spread on like goddamn Smuckers on toast, just spread and smothered all over the fucking keys and the mouse and every other fucking thing. If you took a black light to his fucking workstation, it would look like a highlighter party for 2002. Just absolutely fucking terrible. And so no, so I just decided to buckle up and just verbally tell him what to do. No, click there. No, save as. Not save. Save as. Okay, file type. The second one. The drop down. Yes. The drop it down. There it is. And he goes into coughing fit after coughing fit. And it's just uncomfortable. And I have to acknowledge it. I look at him. He gives me this fucking pathetic eye contact. And I say, are you going to make it? And the guy looks at me right in the eyes and goes, I hope not. And so I'm waiting for him to laugh or say something else or like give me an indication that he misheard me. I don't know how much more of this I can take. Like, absolutely deadpan, serious. You know, you joke with somebody like that. It's office banter. Yeah, you know, I hate it, but you have to do it if you work in an office. You have to engage in it. You can't just be the fucking guy that doesn't act like everybody else. Otherwise, you're going to be a fucking outcast. You can talk about it on your podcasts when you get home. I like how if I ignore office banter, I would be the outcast. And I'm clearly not. I'm acting like I'm not. And I'm talking on a fucking podcast while everybody else is probably enjoying their family or a nice meal or they're having a walk with their pet. Here I am shouting into a microphone about how much I hate that guy right now. Don't necessarily hate the guy. Don't necessarily hate him. But I hate him. Oh, do I hate him. And I don't know, maybe I put off an air of overconfidence or something. Or maybe, again, as I said, maybe I think too highly of myself that I need to offer advice to people. We have a caller here, and I'll get into what I'm saying right now. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
Michael and Calvin.
Michael and Calvin. Now, Michael and Calvin, what I was just about to discuss here is, for some reason, I find myself in a position a lot of times where I notice that people are going through things where people are living their lives, and I see something in them that I don't know why I'm compelled to give advice. And after the show last week, it's been a week since we last spoke. The listeners of the show don't really even know this. Maybe a couple do. But after every show, we go on Chat Roulette and we fuck around with people. And for some reason, when you were the random people, you, Michael, and you, Calvin, dorm room roommates, unlikely friends, let's just say, people that didn't know each other until you were forced together. For some reason, I got off the mode of being an obnoxious asshole and insulting people and freestyling to Busta Rhymes beats, where I felt like I had to give advice to Calvin specifically. Now, could you describe yourselves? Now, Michael, you are how old?
18.
You're 18.
Yep.
Popular in high school, some friends.
Yeah, I had a few friends.
Had a few friends. You've been to several parties.
Yeah.
Pretty social guy, let's just say, right?
Yeah.
Calvin, would you go ahead and maybe put yourself through this a similar ring ringer? You're how old?
18.
18. Now listen to the voice. Would you please say it again, Calvin?
I'm 18.
Okay. And high school. How did that go?
Wasn't too bad. I wound up in a relatively nerdy school, so...
Okay.
I wound up higher on the social ladder than I normally would have.
Okay, but now we're hearing your voice, and we know that in any other school, it would not have worked out as well. Would you say that's a fair statement?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, now you're no longer in the throngs of your nerd haven that you were thriving in. You are in a college. You are thrown with Michael, who is a fucking social butterfly. And on this particular evening, last week, Michael had a few pals over. He had a broad, another broad, some he had like five people in the room. And this isn't a big dorm room, okay? And then I said, I hear another voice. And then they showed, oh, that's Calvin over there. And they showed me this person with glasses hunched over a keyboard in the corner of the room. And I just felt for you. Because for some reason, there's a part of me that remembers me being that way. Not necessarily thinking it to be a detriment. But being in my dorm room, hunched over a keyboard, many times hunched in front of the keyboard, for various reasons, Calvin, that I'm pretty sure you know, pornography. Okay? Let's not mince words. Okay? But I felt like I needed to give you advice. And what are the types of things that I pointed out that I decided to that would fix your entire life? What are some of the things that I told you?
let's see, something about going out and working on flat-out BSing to people.
Yes, lying to people. Here is a wholesome kid who's probably getting a good education. He's probably already smart. He went to a nerdy high school. My advice to him is to bullshit people and become a dick. And what did I say anything? Oh, I remember specifically my number one critique, my number one tip for you to have a better life was to no longer wear your black socks. No longer wear black. You were wearing black socks with shorts, and it just creeped everybody the fuck out because we could fast forward in our minds and see you at a newsstand buying some magazine, whistling to yourself, and then going home to, I don't know, murder a pet.
He's now, still wearing them.
He's still wearing them. So obviously you haven't followed any of my advice. Michael, would you say he's made any advancements in the week that it's been since I've decided that I was so fucking good that I needed to help somebody, that I decided I was living such a great fucking life that I was in the position to fucking help anybody?
No. I've got to admit, Calvin has very strong thought, and
Jesus.
I don't know. He feels great about himself, and I guess that's what counts.
Well, I'm looking at Calvin. He's got he's got glasses. You know, he's wearing a t-shirt. His hair is it's not in place. It's typical of the people that Calvin would associate with. You might see a picture of Calvin and say, "Oh, I guarantee you, he had a music startup in 2005." I don't know, but. But the thing about it, the thing that gets me is, you say that he's got very strong thoughts, and that's not always a good thing for someone in Calvin's position. Very strong thoughts, sticks to his guns. People want him to reach out. Now level with me, Mike. Can I call you Mike, or do I have to call you Michael? Are you one of those?
Please call me Mike.
Why did you introduce yourself as Michael? That's what I'm wondering.
My name used to be Mikey, but,
Well, it didn't fucking change. I mean, you're still Michael.
It did change. And throughout high school, people call me Mikey.
Okay.
And I met a 40-year-old named Mikey, and, it doesn't sound good for a 40-year-old, so I decided to change it earlier off in the game.
I got it. So you saw the future.
Yeah,
You saw how ridiculed a 40-year-old Mikey was.
I saw.
All right, Mikey. Look. Just make the fucking bagels, you dick. And you didn't want to be that guy, so you reinvented yourself. You became Michael or Mike. And if anybody calls you Mikey, do you feel like a pain somewhere in you? Do you feel like a war injury kind of?
Yeah, actually, some of those girls that you met on Chat Roulette have started calling me Mikey, yeah. And I'm trying to get them to stop, but it's not too successful.
No. So, have you made... Calvin, you don't hang out with your roommate, do you?
No, not much.
Not really. Would you would say that you guys run in different circles?
For the most part.
Yeah. Okay, now, Calvin, since you two are very different people, I would say. Is that correct?
Yeah.
When you first met him, it was probably very exciting. It's now been a week, maybe a month. I don't even know. And nor do I care. What I want to know, though, Calvin, what is the number one thing that you hate about Mike or Mikey or whatever? The number one thing he does that irritates you to no end that you've never told him, and now is the perfect time to do it.
Please. Calvin.
Sometimes he can play, or he plays, or watches lower quality shows, I guess would be the best way to put it. When I'm trying to sleep.
When you're trying to sleep. What is a lower quality show?
I have no idea what it's called. It's
give me an impression of what the show might be about that you look at it and you say this is definitely of lower quality.
So fuck.
It's crappy reality TV.
Oh, reality TV you dislike. So he watches reality TV until the wee hours of the morning. Like, what time are we speaking of that you're sleeping and he's enjoying himself?
Let's see. Last night it was 1:30-ish.
Okay. You guys do know that you're in college, though, right?
Yep.
Okay. You didn't have to answer that. Like, I'm pretty sure you're fully fucking aware of it. But like 130 is not that ridiculous. Like, I mean, really, you don't have that many obligations. The earliest class you could have is what, 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
And you go to what, 5 of those a semester?
So far, I've managed to only skip once.
Mike, how many classes have you skipped this semester so far?
I don't skip classes.
You see, he doesn't skip classes. He's probably the president of his high school. the entire school. Every year, they all look to him. Look, I don't know. All I did was I saw you in the corner, Calvin, and I thought that I could fix you. Like, I thought you actually needed fixing. But you don't think you do.
Not really.
Is there anything that, like, you feel like you're missing in the college experience? Like, what is it that you, like, this is your first year, correct? First year?
Yeah.
Okay. What is it that you hope to gain?
I don't know.
You're just hoping that you're on some magical journey where things happen to you that you either can discard, like, reality TV. You know, I no longer like reality TV. That's lower quality. And what else? I mean, like, you have to do something. You told me that you were rickrolling people, and that's why you were away from, like, the gathering that was in your room. Like, your room was essentially a small party, and you decided, I'm not going to go and hang out with these people. Two of them are female. If I charm them, I might be able to woo the vagina away from Michael. I believe that was your girlfriend, Mike. Is that right?
No.
Oh, really?
No.
You made it seem as though she was your girlfriend.
No, just another one-night stand, you know?
Yeah, okay, Mike. Really? Just another one-night stand.
I'm joking.
It's of course friend. You are!
Sure, it's our neighbor, brah.
Did you say brah? Did you really say brah? Because I feel like I need Jenko jeans to actually say brah. Anyway... I don't know, Calvin. I think that maybe you want to try and get the attention of females. Probably not a lot of that in high school because you were at like a technical school where there were very smart kids that were not focused on vagina panties and interesting things like breasts, except for maybe those that were trying to cure breast cancer in sophomore year high school. Is that something that you're after? And I mean, oh, I'm sorry, unless you, I didn't see, here it is, I didn't know, you can just pretend, yes, and think of the gender that you're, like, I'm sorry, and here I am, I'm putting Calvin in an awkward spot. See, here's Calvin, I'm assuming that you're a heterosexual male.
Yeah.
Okay. Even if you're not, it's all right, it's okay. Mike is not going to videotape you during your first experience. Like that happened to that Rutgers boy. It's not going to happen. He's a very respectable person who never misses class. What do you think? What do you like? You want this to happen where you meet a girl and you have a relationship, but you have no idea how you're going to get that going. Right? I mean, do you have any kind of idea of things that you could try to do?
Don't know, I guess.
All right, yeah. Here's how we'll measure it, Mike. You said another one night stand, so obviously you're knee deep in the poon.
I think I'm on the right track.
He's on the right track, which is, it for those of you paying attention, the right track is not necessarily one that has ever had a stopping point. There might not have ever been a destination for Mikey, but let's just say. He's on the right track. He knows what he thinks he might need to do. In your humble opinion, do you think Calvin will attract the attention of female co-eds? Female co-eds, like extra females. They have four tits. Attract the any co-ed attention before the year is over? In your humble opinion.
What do you mean by co-ed attention? Like,
will he ever...
Like, reach for space?
I'm not going to do the base thing, because I'm 31 goddamn years old, okay?
All right.
I look, I don't do that anymore. I'm just going to say this. He'll be able to communicate freely with a female who's not just trying to pass a class that she's way too dumb for.
You know what? At the beginning, I didn't think so. And then all of a sudden, like, three girls came in my room on, like, the second day saying, Calvin, can you fix my internet? So...
That doesn't mean... You know what? There's a reason they didn't ask you to fix their internet.
But why?
Because they see him playing fucking World of Warcraft. They see he's got a... I don't know. He has... What is that? A toy tank on his desk? I don't know. He's the guy that you would go and get your internet fixed. You don't have an internet connection in your dorm room? Oh, okay. You're going to go to that guy. Why? Because you could basically get him to do anything. That's just how it works. What Calvin needs to learn is that he needs to come up with some kind of unbelievable backstory and scare the living shit out of these women so that he doesn't become their fucking, their personal geek squad. You don't want that, Calvin. Like, someone that's just going to come to you and be like, I have spyware on my computer. I don't even know how I got it. I don't even know. Do you think you could fix it? And they're, like, doing that thing with their fucking finger and their fucking hair, and they're looking at you with their head crooked. And they're like, I don't even know what it means. And do you think you could... And then, like, before she even finishes, Calvin's, like, downloading malware bytes on her fucking dumb Sony Vaio. And just scanning. I'm scanning for viruses. And she's like, all right. And she's already thinking about the other penis that she's going to familiarize herself with. Not the one that's toiling away at her fucked up laptop. Because she doesn't know how to goddamn Google. The one that's far away. Doesn't even know what Google is. It's going to come there on the weekend and bring various fucking diseases like the settlers did to the Indians. These guys are going to come over with herpes in blankets and present it to her as a gift and eradicate the entire floor. It's a terrible thing, but it's necessary for history, Calvin. That's what I'm getting at. This is something that, like, I could see where I'm at and where I was. And I can make certain deductions and come up with certain advice that I think, like, if I were to hear this, if I were to get this advice when I was in that position, I bet I would have been able to succeed greater and quicker and ignore obstacles and not automatically fix a girl's computer because I thought maybe my dick would be sucked the minute the pop-up said zero infections. Ironically, I would get an infection after I made her computer free from infection. That's in my mind, obviously. But you soon figure that out. And here I am thinking that this advice would have helped me. But it wouldn't. It would have just... given you a different path, and you would have become someone that you were not supposed to be, Calvin. So I apologize. I'm going to apologize to you, Calvin. Will you accept my apology that I thought you needed to be fixed, and that I felt so fucking high and goddamn mighty? Oh, he sat in the corner programming. He probably had a fucking Vim or Emacs window open with all these custom fucking mappings. Oh, he's programming language, but he could be so much happier if. I'm sorry that I made that assumption, Calvin. Will you ever forgive me?
Sure.
Will you promise not to murder me sometime in the future when you realize that I made a mockery of you for a little bit?
Sure. Okay. I can make no promises about the future.
Yeah, you can't. You know why? Because you're wearing shitty black socks that I told you should never fucking wear. Do you really, like, you're wearing the socks that, like dads wear. Like, when they realize, like, you know what? The only thing that matters is that this fucking lawn gets mowed. And my legs are sweaty. And I'm wearing the shorts. I'm not taking off my fucking socks. That's the look that you are rocking right now. I'm guessing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what? I'm not going to say that everything I said is wrong, because it isn't. It's absolutely right. And you... And it will help you, and it will make your life better. But all I'm apologizing for is that I made the assumption that you'd ever benefit from it, even though you will. So, to both of you, just keep doing what you're doing. And Calvin, you know what? Don't be afraid to fix these girls' computers, because as my buddy Kremling has just pointed out in the Heroes Talk chat room. While you're fixing their computer, you can bring over your diagnostic CD or DVD or external hard drive and install various keyloggers on there. Maybe some kind of backdoor to remotely control their desktop, or just blast off a couple of webcam pictures and send them your way. You know, who knows? Don't get caught doing it. I'm not endorsing this. But I would think that you are probably capable of doing that. Now, Calvin, do you have any questions for me, being a person who really is in no place to give any advice? Do you have any questions as someone who has simply lived longer than you and pretty much knows how your entire college career is going to play out? Do you want to know what's going to happen to you? Ask me some questions, please.
Can I ask a question?
Is this Michael?
Yeah.
Michael, please ask me a question.
Okay. So as you said earlier, me and Calvin are complete opposites, right?
You guys could not be further apart.
Right. So
you have a desire to be social and a desire to acquire women, and he wants to Rickroll people and go on /B. And engage in another RAF or ruse thread.
Yeah, continue. He has a little Rickroll complex.
Yes. So continue. I'm sorry.
So how do we get along? Where do we go from here? Is what I'm asking. How are we going to make this work?
Well, here's what you got to do. You could either not make it work and have a lifetime of stories to tell about each other, where he'll tell people that you are the worst person ever, but his stories will be boring because they're complaints of TVs being on. And you could basically have a pretty good story where you indicate that he was very fond of his computer, and people will branch out and make their own assumptions and probably paint him to be some kind of a fucking digital terrorist. Or you could actually try and... he could benefit from hanging out with you and actually socializing, or you could just see how someone who can't socialize interacts when they try. We do have a caller for you guys, 316-768-4472. That's the number if you want to call and talk to Michael and Calvin, 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with two very different roommates. Who's this?
This is Stephen Larper.
Stephen Larper, how are you? Calvin.
Pretty good.
Calvin,
pretty good.
Calvin, have you ever LARPed?
No.
Interesting. Somehow,
does Calvin even know what that is?
Do you know what LARPing is, Calvin?
Yes.
What is it?
See, he's already on track.
Wait, can you guys tell me what LARPing is?
You don't know what LARPing is, Michael?
No.
Calvin, let Calvin explain it to Michael.
Live action role play. People get together and role play.
Oh, wow. Does that sound exciting? No, let me explain what it is. Let me explain what Steve has decided to name himself after, his favorite activity. No, it's not home run hitting Steve. It's not chairman Steve. It's not even I own my own landscaping business Steve. It's Steve the LARPer. These people will take implements that they find in various aisles of Home Depot and pretend that they're medieval weapons. And they'll hijack a fucking field where people who smell like fucking burnt rope throw frisbees into little fucking wire baskets. And they'll turn them into...
This golf with LARPing.
And they'll fucking turn that little field into a scene from Game of Thrones. And they'll imagine that they're chopping legs off with fucking PVC pipe, And it's just a fucking embarrassment. And it really is cause for me to completely write Steve out of my life. Steve, is that a fair description of your favorite hobby?
Absolutely. 100%.
Michael, you clear on that?
Yeah.
They duel like faggots in fields.
Yes.
All day with fake weapons. Okay. Steve, I'm sorry to interrupt. Please continue.
I was just going to address Mike or Michael, Mikey.
Mike.
Said that Mike. Okay, fine. Mike. Whatever, Mike. he said he wants to know how to make this work, right?
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
You can't.
No, you're not going to, but you, nope. You can possibly like have it still be cool. What you have to do is find people on your floor. Don't worry about you and Calvin. Find people on your floor that you and Calvin can hang out with, like two other dudes. I guess, do you have co-ed or no?
Yep.
Oh, man. I guess I went to a real engineering school, not wherever Calvin goes, but... Yeah, just find two girls, whatever. Find people on your floor that you can be a good roommate with next year and still hang out with your old roommates.
Here's the thing. The only way it's going to ever even remotely work, like every situation I've seen where this kind of works, it always ends bad. Like my friend Scott had a roommate who was very much... like a mix of the two of you. He was fastidious, polite, into the sciences, wanted friends, wanted to be good, but he had a little bit of an issue.
Sounds a little more like Calvin.
He had a little bit of an issue in his past, Steve. He was born in Arkansas, so when they eventually got to that memorial or that milestone rather where they get drunk together, it all went to fucking hell, and at that point you saw where everything was gonna be, and in a sense that made everything right. They got drunk together, they saw how they were as true people, because being drunk will ultimately show your true nature, and
then
they knew where everything was. So, I mean, you guys are 18, and maybe you can't legally drink, but you're bullshitting yourself if you think that college kids aren't drinking. So when you guys drink, or have you guys consumed alcohol together yet?
I have, but Calvin...
Wait, no. The question was,
no,
have
together.
You... Have you done it together? Like, what did you tie him up? knock him out?
Calvin,
and just
here's a funnel. Learn him to do it right now.
He's done it together. Calvin hasn't. Calvin isn't aware of it. No, so you guys haven't drank together?
No.
Why not?
I don't feel the need to drink. He hasn't given to peer pressure, which I respect.
Yeah, which you respect. You should absolutely detest it.
Yo, let me break up the hippie love fest for a second. And, yo, why don't you drink together? Like, Calvin, do you not drink at all, ever? Because Michael does, because he's a football guy or something.
No, he's not a football guy. He's, like, the stats. Like, you know, like, he would have a varsity jacket for football, but it's because he's the manager. Like, he's an average-looking kid who's outgoing and has a crowd of friends, and he loves that, and he maintains that. That's what I'm getting from him. Calvin actually hates people, and he respects glowing rectangles and the keyboards attached to him. That's where he's at. He likes video games, which is good, and he kind of just hates this whole ritual of being human. Now, I don't know why he doesn't drink, because usually being antisocial kind of goes very well with drinking. But
he's scared of being an alcoholic.
Do you have a family history of alcoholism, Calvin?
Nope.
No relatives have ever gotten drunk at like a picnic and I don't know, picked up a chair and just broke it for no reason. Brian, best in show. Never happened?
Nope.
Okay. I'm just wondering.
You should drink more, Calvin.
He doesn't drink at all. I mean, have you ever gotten drunk, Calvin?
No.
Have you ever tasted alcohol?
No.
Are you a Muslim?
Wow.
No.
Calvin, would you drink? Would you have a couple beers with your roommate just for fun on a Friday night?
Maybe.
Well, okay. See now, Michael, that's hope. The door's kind of open to this.
Wait, can you guys get beer? I know you're young and you're not good at that yet, but can you get beer?
Yeah, we can get beer.
See, the thing, Steve, that I like about that is you're not good at that yet. Like, when you're old enough to get it, it's such a fucking skill. Homeless people get it. It's a,
I'm 31.
It's actually a shame. It's a shame how easy it is to get with age.
I know, right? You're just waiting to get carded. After you're like 22, you're just waiting to get carded again.
Yeah, or you're waiting until the next time you're face down sleeping in Jimmy's lawn. Like, it's there's a certain sweet spot of where there is a bit of skill and impressiveness, I guess, where you could appear to be impressive from doing it. But after that, it kind of is a little bit of a drag. But Calvin, you got to do it now. Now is the time to do this. You got to capitalize now, get it out of your system. You got to figure out if you're an alcoholic so you can hit rock bottom and get right back up there before senior year and graduate on time. That's the way to do it.
What kind of
advice? Don't laugh. We're just setting you up for what's eventually going to happen
anyway. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
What did you say? What kind of what?
What kind of advice is this?
That is the advice to crack out of your shell. Become one with your roommate.
Okay,
lifelong brothers. Now,
Calvin, do you think you're shelled? Are you shelled up?
He is. You have a bit of a thick shell. Steve, do you have any questions for either of them?
I want to know what Mikey thinks of this whole thing. Like, is he just entertaining Calvin right now, or does he seriously want to, like...
Yeah, Mikey, you just jerking Calvin off here, make a fucking spectacle out of him. What are you doing here, Mikey?
I want to know if he wants to be cool with Calvin. That's what I want to know.
I absolutely want to be cool. I want a roommate that I could talk to and be comfortable in a room with, and I want to...
Now, be real. Be real here.
I'm not
being...
Do
you see Calvin as that roommate that you could be cool with?
I feel like if he breaks out of the shell a little more and... Yeah. I guess I could include him a little more.
What if he breaks out too much and starts just jerking off in front of you?
Well, then there's another problem, right? Then we have to put in the show again.
But you got to fix the shell at that point. See, it's a clever balancing act they have to pull. Have you ever run in on Calvin taking care of business? Or Calvin, have you ever run in on Michael?
No.
Did you engage in some kind of agreement?
I think, like, Calvin's gonna have more opportunity.
If there's a fucking headband on the doorknob, don't come in. Like, have you come up with those types of things?
No,
we haven't.
Interesting. So you guys are kind of you figured out each other's schedules. You probably white knuckled it the first week to figure out when he's coming home, when he isn't. You're like, I got a good solid 15 minutes. As long as he doesn't come over unexpected, come back, stop, drop something off. That's the key. I almost got walked in on once.
Gross.
They got silent.
Gross? Yeah. How about horrifying? Especially since the crack of the door aimed right at my desk. Very, very horrible. Not fun. And for some reason, everybody I've ever spoken to that has had this happen to them, they've all had the same excuse, which is, I'm dressing! Hold on, I'm dressing! Like, why is the door chained? Why is the door chained at 3:30? Afraid of a home invasion in the dorm room? Why is the TV on extra loud? No headphones for you, huh? Yeah. So, I don't know. Calvin, are you receptive to any of this, or is this just kind of an exercise in futility?
I suppose I'm somewhat receptive.
What are you willing to do? Like, let me ask you this. Based on everything you've experienced right now, next semester, next year, whatever it is, do you want Mikey as your roommate?
Michael.
Easy, Mikey.
Sure.
Okay. Did you guys contact each other prior to moving in? Or?
I attempted to.
Wait, who attempted to?
Calvin.
No, Michael.
Oh, Calvin was like, what the fuck?
I sent a little message on Facebook saying, hi, I think I'm your roommate.
Oh, you see, this is the brilliant thing that there's Facebook now. Because I got news for you. We just received the name of a person and a city.
Yep.
So, like, if I saw Calvin, I'd be like, oh, shit. Fuck.
Yo, let me get some
Snoop albums and pretend I'm down.
Let me just tell you, when I got into my freshman year, I was at Stevens Institute, and the name of my freshman dorm roommate was TJ Stevens. I'm like, I hope this kid is not a relative of the school.
That's the most retarded thing I've ever heard, Steve. That probably is the most retarded thing. Oh, God damn.
He was a bowling fan.
Yeah, so now at least you can get, like, that thumbnail. But you better hope he doesn't have, like, a picture of, I don't know, fucking Kanye.
You don't know anything.
You can at least see the thumbnail and get an idea. All we had was a fucking location and a name.
Yep.
That's it. And then your mind just goes and fucking creates all these scenarios. Like, I don't know, was he in prison? Is he in a gang?
That was probably Calvin. I think Calvin had more. I guess Calvin had the go on info. You know, like, someone reached out to him. He's like, maybe I'm your roommate. And Calvin probably, like, reverse DNS checked this guy.
Yeah, I had two roommates because they overbooked. Because there's always that hope that people are not going to do what they're supposed to do. They're not going to be like Calvin, and they're going to drop out. So then it'll all even out and whatever. But I was booked into a triple, and the people that I had, they were named Mark something and Ryan something, and they both had very Irish last names. So I told one of my friends, I was like, oh, dude, they have Irish names. It's all good. And he goes, yeah. Wonder if Donovan McNabb has an Irish name. In case you can't understand what we're talking about, we're afraid that our roommates would have been black. Why?
Shaquille O'Neal. Back in 97.
When I found out that Calum was my roommate, I was at camp, so I didn't really have access.
Wait, you were at camp?
What kind of camp?
I was at sleepover camp.
What age are you going? You're going to camp at 17?
Counselor.
Oh, you were a counselor.
I'm not a camper. I'm a counselor.
I'm sorry. Oh. If someone says I was at camp, no one automatically assumes, oh, he must have worked at this camp.
Not when you're one time at sleepover camp.
Camper. Pardon?
I'm just trying to peel you peel layers away of you, like an onion. That's what I'm trying to do, trying to get to the real Mikey.
Michael.
Whatever. So hey, Mikey. So how long did you work at this camp?
I've been going to the camp for about 7 or 8 years.
Again, I gave you the benefit of the doubt by allowing you to say worked, and you still said go to.
Okay.
You went there as a camper.
Yeah.
And you upgraded to counselor.
Yeah, the past 3 years I've been working.
Now, why did you go and work there as a counselor?
Because I went there as a camper and I wanted to give back to the camp.
Really? Now, what were you in charge of as the counselor?
I was in charge of a cabinet of campers, of little 7-year-olds.
Oh, my God. So, wait a minute. I've never been to camp. I've never gone camping. Actually, the extent of my camping career was a 2-day stint at some fucking backwoods goddamn place with 3 cabins where my parents were the fucking... It was like a class trip that had an overnight, and it was called Camp Spears Elgibar. And for some reason... Look, I don't... By the way,
Camp Al Jazeera.
By the way, next year, second year of college, my roommate was named actually Camp Spears Elgibar. I was frightened. But we went to Camp Spears Elgibar. And there were 3 cabins, and like I guess what Mikey does is he's the counselor, and instead of counselors we had room mothers and room dads or whatever, and the kids' parents would monitor the goings on in each of the cabins. Now, for some reason, this was the time my parents decided they wanted to become room parents, and so my mom got a cabin, and my dad got a cabin. And we're in sixth grade. This is fucking the moment a kid no longer listens. They test their limits. They throw punches. And my dad is now going to control an entire cabin of like some of the most reckless kids in our entire school. And one of these kids, Ricky, let's say his name is Ricky, because it was, and I'm not going to give you his last name. One of these kids was acting, as my dad would say, like an asshole. And I think that's exactly what he said. And he told Ricky to stop what he was doing, which he was going outside with a towel and threatening to show himself naked to the other fucking cabins. And my dad told him to stop this by saying that he should get the fuck back in the cabin before he puts a shoe in your ass. I don't think that shit would fly at whatever camp you were working at, Mikey.
Nope.
No. Would you have been fired, would you say?
Absolutely.
My dad became a hero for about a week. Everybody told me how cool my parents were. My mom apparently was cool because she just let the kids do anything they wanted. She did not want to be bothered. And the guys thought my dad was cool because they were scared of him. And they were afraid to act up. Whereas other fucking cabins were just absolute mayhem. Someone urinated in somebody else's canteen. I think somebody's fucking book bag was set on fire in another cabin. Not a fucking peep in the cabin my dad was holding down. And for at least a good 2 or 3 weeks, I was hearing how cool my fucking parents were for essentially breaking every rule and actually putting themselves in a position to be in great trouble if it were around this time. So it's not as cool as that, where you can be a counselor and tell children that you're going to beat the living shit out of them and insert your sneaker into their anus if they stop acting up. Why do you continue to do it? Are you going to go back this summer?
I got to tell you, if I could do that, my job would be a lot easier. The camp. If I could threaten my campers, I would for sure do it.
It's fun to threaten kids.
It's definitely fun.
It's absolutely fun to yell at kids. It's half the reason I go on Chat Roulette. Now, Calvin, did you have a job leading up to college?
No.
Hmm. Did you? What did you do?
Did you ever have a job, Calvin?
Not a proper job.
What do you mean? What did you work for the fucking Yakuza?
Proper job.
What do you mean not a proper job?
I walked my neighbor's dog for far too much money.
How much money are we talking about, and how many times?
It would be once, maybe twice a week. $10 each time.
Are you out of your fucking... Who the fuck... You know what? You don't need a dog if you have to pay Calvin fucking $10 a go-round. Why didn't... Wait. First of all, this is what is very interesting to me. You've never had a proper job, yet somehow you fell into the career of semi dog walker.
Like that has like Calvin, have you ever had a job in the industry you want to pursue?
What industry do you want to pursue?
I want to do programming.
What language are you interested in?
I'm not sure beyond there. Beyond that.
I want to program a something.
I want to masturbate elephants. I've never actually touched an elephant, but I hope to one day do that and know how to do it. You don't know what languages you're interested in, or I mean, do you have any aspect of programming that you want to do? Have you ever done any of it? Or?
Yeah, coded.
Oh well, what language?
I've got some experience in Java.
First of all, I'm not hiring you, so just speak to me like a fucking guy. I'm proficient in Java. Don't read me your cover letter.
You don't need a website, dude.
So you
do not need a website.
Yeah, so you do Java. Have you done anything else?
I've poked around with Python.
Okay.
Poked around.
Getting more familiar with C.
Good.
I used horrible, obsolete programming language called Turing for a semester.
Interesting. I currently use horrible programming language. Listen, I love it, guys. I love it.
Turing was a basic programming language when I came up.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So, Calvin, you do a lot of poking around. Have you completed a program yet?
Yeah.
What have you made?
Not much.
Just an iPhone app to see the back of your head.
Not even. So no job, never, no pressure from your parents?
My parents tried to pressure me into getting a job.
And what, did you just indifferent them into thinking otherwise? How did you... Like,
I put some effort and they stopped bothering me about it.
Calvin has
let me ask you this. I'm going to ask both of you the same question. Calvin, have your parents ever hit you? For discipline, not just because
never.
They were drunk.
Not Calvin.
I think my mom may have when I was younger, but not my dad.
Okay, so your mom beat the shit out of you until you were fucking scarred. Your dad would never lay a hand on you because he was far too uninterested. Mikey.
I'm gonna say Mikey has taken way
more
ass
beatings. Yeah, wait, hold on. Mikey, don't say anything yet. Let's take a guess here. now, Steve, Mikey's fastidious. He never missed a class yet. He had a goddamn job. He was shipped off to camp. I mean, nothing says my parents beat me more than I spent every summer at a sleepaway camp.
You know, I want to root for Calvin, but right now I'm thinking Mikey is taking way more ass beatings than Calvin has at this point.
I like that you're rooting for somebody in that you're hoping they've been beaten more. The person you're rooting for has been beaten more. Now, Mikey, have your parents ever hit you?
Yeah. Come on, just say yes.
Just out of discipline. Not. Oh my god, actually, what if we just uncovered some...
Calvin and Mike are gonna have...
No comment. There's pending litigation. His father has a collection of brass knuckles. Let's just talk about the times they disciplined you. And not the times that they were tired of you. Mikey, I'm sorry, Mike. Have they ever hit you to discipline you?
Never.
Never.
Ever. Wow.
Did they pressure you to get a job?
Well, as I said, it wasn't a real job. It was more of I've been going to camp for 7 years before that, so they just asked me back as a counselor.
So but your parents have never said, "Hey, you're 14. You should probably get a part-time job and you know learn about." Money.
Well, I got a job naturally, like without them pressuring me.
Okay.
I used to be a DJ, and I DJ like bar mitzvahs. What?
Wait, what did
you still DJ?
I used to DJ like bar mitzvahs, weddings, stuff like
Shut
that.
Shut the fuck up! How old were you when you DJed a wedding? Wait, and was it a family member? What person puts such a low effort into the entertainment at their wedding that they get somebody that's like 14. Hey, just play whatever you like. Guys, we're going to have an evening of Slipknot. as this couple ties the knot, we're going to be spinning some Slipknot. And I'm hoping a few bodies get on the floor tonight.
Get your bodies on the floor.
So you actually DJed a wedding, and how old were you?
My first wedding I DJed, I was...
Jesus Christ, multiple weddings!
15, and I didn't DJ that alone. I DJed it with my
Your
partner.
Mentor?
My mentor, yeah. He was training me. He's very famous in the DJ world of Toronto.
Awesome. Steve is very famous in the LARPing fields of New Jersey.
No, New England. Toronto is such a large area, I have to compete. Come on, it's New England.
So wait a minute. So
These guys are from Canada.
So, we're Canadian.
Yeah. Hey. Oh, Steve, I want to stab you.
We're in an igloo right now.
I saw that for a while I was able to see their cam, but since we conferenced you and Steve, that is no longer a possibility. Now, hold on a second. You were never, Calvin was never forced into a job. Neither were you. Neither of you were disciplined. How come one of you has drive, it seems, and the other is just here? You're just wherever you end up, right, Calvin? I mean, like, honestly, if college was never brought into the conversation, would you have even gone?
Maybe. My parents have been suggesting that I try to get into university since I was like,
God, I hate that.
He called it university. Ken knows what I'm talking about.
I go to hospital. I go to university. I'm sorry. Okay.
They've been trying to get me into university for about 57
weeks. Shut up. Don't say it. It's honestly like being poked in the ass. What I imagine it to be. Okay. What I really know it to be, guys. There it is. Hold on. So you just kind of did it, and then they stopped talking about it, and then that's it, right?
Well, did what?
Anything you ever did, they were slightly urging you to do, and then you did made some effort, and then they stopped, and then you were good with it. That's kind of the theme here.
You're saying you half-assed everything,
basically,
and your parents were cool with it.
Basically.
Okay. Do you have any other siblings?
Stop half-assing everything.
How many siblings do you have?
One.
Brother, sister?
Sister.
Older?
Yep.
How much older?
2 years.
Now, how's her life going?
Is she hot? What's her Facebook page?
Is she interested in dating a LARPer from New Jersey? hold on. A renowned LARPer from New Jersey.
Renowned.
I have no idea.
Do you speak to her?
Yeah.
Oh, you do. Is she in college? Is she in university as well?
Yes.
Does she spend hours a day rickrolling people?
I doubt it.
So how is it that the same DNA pool produced opposite people? How is that possible that, like, with the same parents, the same fucking genetics, the same urging, did they favor her over you, would you say?
No.
Were they as indifferent with her as they were with you?
Think so.
Jesus. Did you just figure it out? I think that's what it is.
It's like, wow, they were indifferent.
Yeah, so he sees it happen. He actually has a 2-year head start to see how everything's going to turn out, and he could act the opposite way and do less effort and get the same results. Is that kind of where... fuck it, don't even answer, because I know. Because I'll just get a... So I guess the reason why you guys called in is kind of to let me know if any progress has been made since we last spoke. You guys haven't hung out. That's apparent, because you guys are asking me how you can hang out and have a successful romance. The other thing is, I'm curious if, Calvin, are you at all interested in any of the ideas that I presented?
Maybe.
Okay. What does maybe mean?
Which idea?
Explain maybe, because I presented several ideas, things that you could try to do. You know, not just to get it wet either. Okay, to maybe go and forge a friendship with camp counselor Mikey.
Michael!
Saying it louder isn't going to make me give you more respect. Mikey.
You'll just have two people saying Mikey anyway.
By the way, Mike, here's advice for you. Never tell someone what you don't want to be called. Yeah, that's the greatest.
Yes, Mike.
That's the greatest advice you could ever get. Yeah. I used to have a friend named Vinny, and I hadn't seen him for 5 years. And I said, and when I saw him again at a friend's wedding, I greeted him. I said, "Vinny!" He pushed off slightly, took a half step back, and like kind of smoothed out his blazer with his hands and said, "Vincent." And then I knew we would never be friends again.
I have a friend named Ken.
Yes.
From like middle school and preschool, elementary.
Yeah.
He was always Skip. Like he was Skip to me.
The fuck?
Like Skipper. Skipper or Skipper.
How do you get Skip as a nickname?
Like I either don't know.
The only people named Skip are fucking like war vets that have
it's
like
what I heard. It's what
have,
I heard.
Like screaming eagles on their bicep.
Yeah, so he was Skipper. Anyway. His name was Ken.
Jesus.
and like after a while,
yeah.
Like I reply on some of his shit. I'm like, cause he races bikes, like bicycles yeah. professionally. And I'm like, yeah, go skip. And he's deleted. I'm like, oh
shit.
I'm because like, all right, never mind.
Our friend Bob or Bobby or Rob, he
sobers.
He goes by whatever anybody calls him. I'm thinking like he gets the consensus of a crowd and he's either Bob or Rob. But I think new crowds,
yeah,
he pushes Rob on
not
new crowds.
Bob.
And,
it's a little younger.
And I think I've been grandfathered in to call him Bobby, but I'm guaranteeing if I said, way to go, Bobby on a Facebook comment or something, there's no way he would delete that. At least I don't think he would.
No, my
this guy.
Friend
this
Ken,
guy didn't want to be called Skip.
Yo, Skip. Skip was just straight out. Like I didn't know. Like I never called him any. I have never called this kid Ken. Mm. Like his name has been Ken forever. I guess.
Fascinating, Steve. We're talking about yeah. Calvin. By the way, those of you who are maybe a little confused by this episode, I just want you to know that you know after every live show, I do go on Chat Roulette and I try to, you know. I basically try to irritate the shit out of people and yet entertain the people who know them doing this. And for some reason, these people stuck around, and I got so fucking arrogant that I decided to dole out advice.
Well, we were trying to irritate you, remember? With the bridge of your nose and...
yeah, they...
Yo, New Style also does very good freestyle. You can't deny.
I do yeah. Okay, but they were trying to do some stuff like have me rub the bridge of my nose and like I don't know what.
Yeah,
the,
whatever happened to that?
I don't know what that.
Never heard the end. I don't.
Can
think
you guys?
Ever
can you guys tell
end.
Me what the fuck that was? Like, can you explain what you were having me do to the people that are listening?
We said right. it was
yo,
from Family Guy.
About the bridge of your nose, with your thumb and your forefinger.
Your index finger.
Yeah. Okay.
No, whatever.
Sure. Whatever. So explain it.
Well, we sent you the link. It's from Family Guy.
I didn't click it.
Family Guy. Who watches that shit?
I do. It's one of my low class shows.
That Calvin
wait,
does
wait
not
a minute.
Watch
Calvin,
Guy.
Calvin, you looked at Family Guy and said this is way too low class.
No.
Do you like...
Oh,
what,
Calvin likes it.
Calvin, what do you like? Like, what do you like? Why is
what
Michael
shows,
so
movies?
Fucking bad that like he's such a goddamn fucking nuisance for you? Like, what is it that you're into? Impose some of your likes
yes.
on fucking Mikey for a change. Mikey, would you be willing
no,
to?
Calvin.
Would you be willing to once a week allow Calvin to call the shots of what you guys are gonna watch or do? Let him pick a fucking activity, and you guys just go and do it. I think that's the only way it's gonna happen. He says we're gonna do this, and you do it no matter whatever it is, even
that makes
if it
good roommates.
Even if it involves you going to take a good look at your ankles.
We both like Family Guy. Calvin, Calvin watches anime, and.
Yeah.
I'm not like.
Michael needs to watch.
Say,
anime
no, hold on, Mike. Like, say it. You were gonna say something about watching anime. Now, what do you? You're not like what?
I'm gonna be show.
Hey, come on.
Nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
Hold on, the dodgeball team just came in my room.
Wait, I'm sorry. The what?
The dodgeball.
Wait, there's a fucking dodgeball team.
Yeah,
we just won.
They just won,
and it's all guys.
Oh Jesus Christ!
No, and it's girls.
No.
Can you put the vagina next to the microphone?
Exactly. Yes. Get the girls to respond so that we know there's girls.
All right, they're coming.
We need you in this room quick because they want to see a girl dodgeball player.
On the show.
Yeah. We don't believe they exist.
You remember Nicole? Oh, no, she wasn't here.
I wasn't here.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's not a video.
What, no, it's not.
What is it? No, what is not. It about? See, I'm old now, but, like, what is it about a girl's voice that just fucking irritates me? I don't know what it is.
I'm half sick.
I'm sure you're not. I'm sure it's some kind of sexually transmitted
disease. Yeah, I don't know. Like, there's some kind of inflection that girls put into their voice that is, like, fucking venom that just absolutely repulses me for some reason. Now, I don't know what it is. Is she still there?
What are you talking about?
Yeah, she's a little offended right now.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Hold on. I'm offended.
Offended by what?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I hate your voice. Could you please say something to convince me otherwise?
There's, I don't know, nothing.
You're right. So... Okay, is this Nicole? Is her name Nicole? Can I speak to Nicole for a second?
Yeah?
Nicole, do you know Calvin?
Yeah, mutually through Mikey.
Michael.
You like Calvin?
It's Mikey.
Here's Michael. Nicole, by the way.
Mikey,
if you fucking tell me to call you Michael again, I'm honestly going to go to Canada and fucking gut you. Okay.
Nicole. Hold on. We need Nicole to speak.
Michael, this is very pleasant. Okay, hold on. Calvin. Jesus Christ. Nicole, what I wanted to ask you was, Calvin's right there. You can take a good look at him. Okay? Just a quick little look-see up and down. What is the number one problem with his wardrobe right now?
His shorts are too short.
And what's the number two?
I don't know.
What did you say? Say it.
She said the socks.
I'm telling you, the socks are a huge issue. Okay, Nicole, how many more points would he gain if he didn't have those fucking socks on?
I don't know, probably like 3 or 4.
You would be a fucking, if you're a legit zero with the socks, you would be a 4 if you just took them off and threw them away. Do you see? Jesus H fucking Christ. Nicole.
I want to know what his attachment to the socks are.
No, I don't want to know that, Steve. The fact that you want to know this when we're talking to a female who could probably be potentially married to Calvin at any time in his life, if he plays it right, is crazy. Now, Nicole, you see Calvin.
Yes.
Okay, let's just say... Are you already spoken? Do you already have a man?
Yes. Yeah.
Bullshit. You don't have a man.
That's a no.
No. Now here's
don't
the thing.
Don't play too long. Okay.
Now let me ask you this straight out. What exactly is it going to cost you? Not monetarily, but what damage is it going to do? No. Listen to me. What damage is going to be done by you, or done to you? If you just go and have lunch with Calvin one day.
Wouldn't that qualify me as like a prostitute accepting money? Like a female escort?
Well, it would qualify you as a shitty fucking listener since I didn't say monetarily. Costs can happen in all cases. Yeah, okay. So somebody obviously is taking easy classes and is just trying to coast on her vagina, taking her places. So hold on. Nicole, what I'm actually asking you is... What I'm asking you is, what harm would be done by spending an hour with Calvin, sharing a meal, and just talking to him about something that you're interested in? To better him. He knows he's not going to get any. You know you're not going to give any. I mean, you both know that. Why wouldn't you just go share a meal with Calvin?
I don't see an issue with that.
Calvin, would you be interested in having lunch with Nicole?
Maybe.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Calvin, just say fucking yes.
How good does your mattress feel on your dick that you wouldn't go and have lunch with a female? No offense, Calvin, you should definitely do this. And I'm not even fucking joking. This is an opportunity you need to seize. Nicole, I'm 100% serious here. I'm really interested. Are you serious that you would just have lunch with Calvin once, at least once?
Sure.
What's the problem, Calvin? How's tomorrow look?
Yeah. Why not? I was just going to say, Calvin, tomorrow. Do it tomorrow. Go. Yeah. Why not?
Emily's back. You can make it.
No, I'm not.
No. Where's Calvin? Calvin has to say yes or no. Why not tomorrow?
Calvin, this is the time where you probably feel a little bit awkward or something, but it's absolutely the time you need to show fucking confidence. If you showed any degree of confidence, this bitch would be steaming in her fucking terrible dodgeball panties.
She already said yes.
She already said yes, and you're floundering. She's got a fucking sandstorm in her pants right now. It's the driest thing you could possibly imagine. Could you turn off the
fuck?
What the fuck is Sleepies? I'm hearing Sleepy. Oh, is that a Ustream ad? I'm sorry. Ustream, guys.
Emily's here.
No.
Look, Emily, no offense, but fuck Emily. We're talking to Nicole right now. Nicole, Nicole, we're trying to get Calvin out of his shell so he doesn't have to really compromise himself to, I don't know, live a fuller life, maybe? Just tell me so that he can hear, what's your reaction? Okay, what's your reaction when you say, yeah, I'd have lunch with Calvin, and he says nothing or maybe? What do you feel from that?
I don't know, that he doesn't want to go to lunch. Scared? He's scared.
Do you feel like it's even less of a possibility?
Yeah.
Right? So, Calvin, there may be zero chance. But now
we have to hear from Calvin. We have to give Calvin some time to talk.
Calvin, speak for yourself here. Why wouldn't you do this?
I don't know.
Do you like? Look at her. Is she an attractive woman? Yes or no?
Sure.
Sure is not the word. She is or she isn't. Is she someone that you find attractive? Yes or no?
I suppose.
You know,
I have to ask Calvin this. Calvin, do you have a high set of standards? Do you have like all these things that you go through for a girl?
Yeah, she's got to be Asian and have a fucking 6-foot sword.
Right? No, I'm sure he does.
I'm sure. Is she not Asian enough for you, Calvin? What?
Calvin. He's not answering.
Okay, here's the thing. Calvin, you're among friends here, okay? Kind of.
Trying to figure out how you would interpret me saying no. Because you phrased that question really badly.
What? See, he wants to say no. That's what he's saying. Yeah. Calvin is saying he wants to say no.
Oh, you want to say no. So you wouldn't go to lunch with her?
What?
No, he's saying no to her being not Asian enough or too Asian.
Oh, well, who cares? It doesn't matter. It's just a throwaway line. The real question is, she said she would have lunch with you, which means you'd be spending time with a real girl. And you didn't jump all over that chance. Oh, wait a minute. Hey, what are some of your favorite musical groups, Calvin?
Rush.
Oh my god.
Okay, so you like Rush, and you're 18.
Let me guess, your favorite album is 2112.
No.
What? Give me another favorite musical group.
Led Zeppelin.
Okay, and a celebrity that you find very attractive, the one that would be your type. I will not say celebrity crush because I don't want to commit suicide yet. So please, a celebrity that you find very attractive.
I don't pay much attention to celebrities.
Bullshit. Okay. Yeah, I'm thinking Geddy Lee suits your fancy.
No.
Calvin, you're a goddamn liar. You said you don't pay attention to celebrities, but yet you're Rickrolling people. So you obviously know fucking Rickroll. Calvin, I'm sorry to do this to you, man. Is there a male member of the volleyball team?
Yeah, there is.
Would they like to have lunch with Calvin?
Brett?
No, thank you.
All right. Well, listen, Nicole, can you say one positive thing right now about Calvin?
He's tall.
How tall is he?
I don't know.
Measure him.
Are you only saying that because you're associating other things with his tallness?
What?
Steve is I'm sorry, Nicole, let me apologize. Steve is functionally retarded. And he doesn't know what he's saying. Well, yeah, that's what all functionally retarded people say. Anyway, okay, so Calvin, did I make you feel awkward tonight?
I suppose.
Okay. I'm thinking that, and this is code for those who might be familiar with Dial. I don't want to actually say it in a way that the people in the room with Calvin would understand. But if you're familiar with Dial, you'll get this, Steve. Okay. I'm thinking that maybe Calvin is kind of less like us and is more like 044. In that he likes
rainbows and narwhals.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm sorry, Calvin. I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
I agree.
Who's your favorite boy band?
What that means?
You got 044. That means that 404 webpage doesn't work.
No, I'm not gonna do. I'm not gonna say it. So that you guys can, you know, drive him into some kind of depression. But I'm just thinking, Calvin, you correct me if I'm wrong. Nicole is just not something you prefer. Let's just say she's not your preference.
There are plenty of attractive females at this university.
And that you'd rather go to lunch with? Wow.
Wow.
You really handled that delicate flower with fucking steel gauntlets. Just fucking destroyed it. So
Nicole's
okay.
Like, wow, this guy is way gay.
Hey, Mikey, are you there? Mikey?
Yep.
Michael?
Yep.
Michael?
Yep.
Michael?
It's Mikey.
Michael, hold your mother's ass. I'm sorry. Michael? Can you give me a description of Nicole in number forms, please? From 1 to 10? From 1 to 10,
Nicole,
please?
Sounds like a 7. But
Jesus.
I want to hear Michael.
Your ears are very generous.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on.
I'd say 9.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, 9 in a 19-year-old's perspective means about 4.8.
Do you realize, like, Mike, let me ask you this. Do you understand what, like, 1 to 10, like, how that works? and hold on, Nicole, you may very well be a 9. Okay, you may very well be 1. I'm just going to say that. But I want to ask Mikey if he really truly knows what 1 through 10 means.
I do.
You do. 1 being what?
They teach that in high school.
1 is what? On this scale. The worst?
1 is Barbra Streisand and 10 is Jessica Alba.
No. 1 is the worst ever. 10 is the absolute best it could possibly be. So you're saying she's one notch away from the absolute best there is on this fucking planet? Are you absolutely fucking serious?
You know, Jessica Alba had a baby, right? That, like, automatically puts her at 7.
Yeah.
Jessica Alba in Fantastic Four.
Okay, yeah, is what? Oh, my God.
Wow.
Really?
I hope none of you are engineers, really. I hope none of you are.
You know what, Nicole? Let me ask you this flat out. What?
We have an engineer here.
We have an engineer.
I have no idea what the fuck you just said.
Yabanai.
We have an engineer here.
Oh, great. Can you please draw blueprints for something that'll cave in on Mike and Calvin?
Next up on the Big Dig.
Nicole, I want to ask you a question here.
Okay.
You have to absolutely pick an answer. Okay? I'm going to give you a scenario, and you have to pick one of them.
Yeah, okay.
I like Nicole.
Okay. Now, you will die.
Yeah.
Okay? If you don't have sex with Michael or Calvin.
Okay.
You have to pick death, Michael, or Calvin.
Wait, let me take bets. I'm going to say Michael.
What?
I have to pick one right now?
What did I just fucking say to you?
Mikey.
Michael.
Okay, now.
Death,
okay,
Mikey,
now.
Mike or Alvin,
okay, interesting. That's Alvin. A good. That's only round one, though. Okay, Nicole, you have to pick one. Remember, you have to pick one.
Yeah.
Okay, you will die if you do not have sex with Calvin.
Okay. So
do you choose death or Calvin?
Death or Calvin?
Probably Calvin.
Wow. Definitely see, Calvin, it's not all fucking bad.
Disfigurement or Calvin?
Okay. What? Don't listen to him. Please don't listen. Anyway, you guys are great. You know, I tried to help Calvin out. Maybe you could have a shitty fucking cafeteria salad and talk about fucking, I don't know, whatever shit you decide is interesting, Nicole. That's what I'm interested in now. Because since the banter from youthful girls just fucking scores my brain and angers me for some reason at my advanced age, if you were to go on a lunch thing with Calvin, you'd obviously be doing most of the talking. That's a fair statement. What is it that you would talk about?
I don't know.
Or better yet, let's put you in a scenario with someone you'd actually be interested in going to lunch with and not Calvin. What would you expect to talk about during that time? What is interesting to you?
I have no clue.
She'd probably talk about, my camp, my...
Why would she talk about your camp? Are you assuming she's going to go with you? Because I said someone she'd want to go with. Nicole, he hung up.
Shit. They're gone.
He's like, guys, just pretend you like me.
They found me out. I wanted to run this whole conversation.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Hold on a second. I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Let's see if we can get that back.
Yeah, they're coming back on. You guys there?
Yeah.
There we go. All right.
So, Nicole, I genuinely loathe the voice that comes out of a young girl. So what is it that you would, what do you think is worthy of conversation? What are some, for example, what is something that you spoke to a friend about today?
Today?
Yeah.
To a friend.
Okay, let's get it even fucking more general, because I don't want another goddamn question coming back. I just want answers.
Okay.
What is the last thing you discussed?
Dogs. Puppies. I'm serious. We talked about puppies. Yeah,
can I pretend to be one of your friends, and you bring up a topic to me, and I'll see how long I can keep this up without killing myself? Would you be interested in doing that?
Sure.
Okay, so talk to me. Just initiate a conversation with me.
Did you see that puppy in the hockey arena? It was so
hey, cool. Guys! Hey! I can't. I didn't even get it. I ain't got it. What kind of dog is that? What kind of dog is that?
I don't know, they didn't say.
Oh my god, if you had to get a dog, what kind of dog would you get?
If you had to get a dog, what kind of dog would you get?
I actually can't understand you.
Oh my god.
What?
If you had to get a dog, what kind of dog would you get?
If you had...
oh my god, like, yeah, Jason gotta die. And it was the cutest dog. It was so cute. It was so cute. It was the cutest dog I ever saw.
Which dog? What it be?
Probably a lab.
Yeah, Nicole, what I'm suggesting to you is
save
your conversations. Don't just fucking use them to basically shit words into the air.
At depth.
Just think of things. I don't know.
Add a little depth.
I don't know. Just maybe, do you ever, what's the deepest conversation you've ever had?
No, I'm talking about religion.
Oh, you talk about religion?
Yep.
Hold on. Here's what I say. I say, what's the deepest conversation you've ever had? And Pristine in the chat room types 6 inches. Oh, that means she's getting fucked. She got fucked. I hit on the cute shoes and I got fucked. Okay.
6 inches, that's it.
I just want to... There's this show that Amanda watches called Princess or something. Where what? This fucking fat Scottish lady yells at people to save money. And and she has these whores that, like, bum money off of their family and their friends. And it is, like, I've never... I yell at my fucking TV when I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm not a poor person. I pay $300 for jeans. They've seen it because it's in fucking Canada. And they know all the fucking the stores. She was probably on the fucking show. I don't even... Like, why would... That's why I don't go to the Gap to buy jeans. You have $30,000 worth of fucking debt. And you don't even own shit. You just fucking purchase, and you have no fucking idea what it does.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm talking about whores.
What? What? That doesn't make sense.
Hey, Nicole, are you going to blow Calvin or not?
Probably not. No, definitely not. Sorry.
Jesus Christ, he's right there.
I know, but I'm wrong. Okay.
What would it take? What would it take?
What would it take?
Yes.
Hold on. Calvin, are you there? Calvin?
What would the sequence of events be?
Calvin's right here.
Calvin, can you answer me, please? Are you there?
I'm here.
Would you let Nicole blow you?
Yes, that's a yes. I heard it.
Oh, wait, what did he say? What is your answer, Calvin?
Sure.
Sure.
Calvin, you need a little more emphasis in your answers. You need an exclamation point at the end. It's yes with an exclamation point.
Sure.
No, it's not sure with an exclamation point. It's yes. Or now.
Calvin, let's play. Calvin, see? would you like to play a game? I just thought of a new game. I'm going to call it good idea, bad idea. I'm going to give you a scenario, and I'm going to tell you something that you are doing. And I want you to let me know if that's a good idea or a bad idea. Okay, Nicole is blowing you, and it's not against her will. And you slap her across the face. Good idea, bad idea.
Good idea, bad idea.
Calvin?
He said bad?
Yeah, he said bad.
Have you not heard anything she said tonight? Like, she fucking... That's a totally good idea. Absolutely a good idea. Because... You know, she just said she would never do it. So she's doing something that is so rare to happen. And honestly, her voice is terrible. So she deserves a good slap in the face. Steve, would you agree? Good idea, bad idea?
That's a good idea.
Okay, well, listen. our buddy Kremling in the chat room said, if you finish before Sailor Moon comes on... Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, you guys are great. Nicole, you know, your voice isn't as bad as, you know, I'm making it out to be, although it's...
No, Nicole is good. Good people.
Yeah, hold on. Nicole, in the room, you have to blow somebody tonight. Who are you going to blow? And again, you're going to die if you don't.
First choice. What's your first choice or death?
First choice or death? gonna go with Mikey again if we're already on a date.
Whoa! Oh. Mikey, are you gonna follow up?
Yeah, probably.
Now keep Nicole, in mind. Keep in mind, she's
hey, hold on. Let me speak to Nicole for one quick
wait,
second.
No, hold on. Keep in mind, Mikey. She's only doing this because she's afraid of dying. So you'll have to hold a knife to her neck. You'll have to get a Rambo knife and press the little ridge part on the back of it up to her fucking neck. All right. Anyway, Steve, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say, Mikey, what was the quote you said before? It was just another bitch, another day. What was that? What said, Nicole got
you know,
there?
Just another one-night stand.
Oh, just another one-night stand. That's what it was.
Yeah, like he's a country star. Just singing about all his fucking
just
conquests.
Just naked sure.
All right. Anyway, guys, thank you very much. All of you in there, I hope you include Calvin in some of your fucking hijinks. Nicole, I know you're not going to blow Calvin, but you're ultimately going to disappoint your father and blow somebody, so at least let him watch. So thank you very, very much. I hope you all have a good evening, and I hope you enjoyed, I don't know what, but something. Thank you very
Whatever
much.
Whatever happened tonight.
Yeah, so 1 to 10.
1 to 10, everybody.
The real one, Mike. 1 to 10, Nicole, really. 4?
Nicole's like...
10.
Yeah, she's the greatest one ever, and she just happens to be in the room of someone who wouldn't eat a fucking salad across from her. She's the greatest! 10! Okay, anyway, you guys are the best, collectively. Nicole might be dragging the group down a little bit, but collectively, you guys are great. Thank you very much for calling in.
Calvin,
I appreciate it. I hope Calvin has at least picked up a little bit of a way to talk to people. Would you say that's true, Calvin? Can you go with the flow a little easier after tonight?
Open up, Calvin.
Yeah.
I perhaps.
You didn't be sure.
Are you going to open up?
Perhaps. Calvin, would you let a vagina just fucking murder your penis? I don't know. I guess.
Maybe. Maybe if the times were right.
Hey, Calvin, a girl wants to buy you a steak dinner and strangle your dick with no strings attached. Well.
That sounds nice and all.
Why not? It's a possibility. Calvin, lighten up. Thank you very much. Mikey, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take care, Michael.
You too.
Michael! Steve, do you think that... by the way, thank you, guys. I hung up on them. Steve, do you think that... How old do you think Calvin's going to be when he gets his first crack at a clean one? No, maybe not even a clean one. At anyone.
Not happens. All right, wait.
Clean one never happening.
The first thing I thought was clean one, and I'm like,
they are
happened.
In Canada, so that's never
going
to happen.
Yeah, first one could be any time, but clean one, I don't know if that's happening.
I think he's got 5 years, probably. Five years.
That would be his best chances.
He'll have a few. I think he's going to have a few opportunities that he's going to indifferent.
The sun shining on the dog ass.
He's going to indifferent his way out of these opportunities. And then 5 years from now, I think he will. He will succeed, whether it is putting money on the goddamn table or what. I don't know.
Calvin does well, personally.
I hope he does, too. Now, you know the amazing thing the internet is used for, Steve? Do you know what the most amazing thing the internet is used for?
Hanging up on other people abruptly?
No, no. Internet communication, video conferencing. Steve, have you ever heard of ICU2?
I think I have.
Then you would know that you have to go to ICU, number2.com. Let me just tell you something here. There is a big fucking shakeup going on at ICU2. The guy running the company has had just about enough with a certain operating system, or let's just say dependence on any operating system, and he's got some new shit coming out. ICU, number2.com. Let me tell you, it's going to continue to be the face-to-face fucking thing that I fucking forgot to say. It's the place to go and the thing you do with your hands.
In the here where you are to be.
It's the thing you do when you want to see something and you're going to be face to face from any place. Listen, I see you too. It's you know, there's lots of people on it right now having riveting conversations. Some of them may be cunts that are overrated by lonely men named Mikey who continue to hang on to some memory of camp that they had when they were seven that they love so much.
It may lead to college sex.
But it may lead to college sex. So go to ICU2.com. Steve the LARPer, thank you very much for being a part of this tonight. I got to tell you, thank you. It was very nice to hear from you.
Hey, I was here for Calvin, like the original Calvin. So I felt...
Yeah, long-winded.
I had to come back.
Okay, let's when the Rammstein is on, it's time for you to shut your fucking mouth. So... Thanks go out to Calvin, Michael. Michael, take care of your mother's ass cheeks, Michael. thanks go out to everybody who's tuning in, everybody who listens, subscribes, and has clicked like on our Facebook fan page. That's facebook.com/TheDJNewStyleShow. We broke 380 people on that page. I'm very proud of this. I'm very happy that the people are keeping tabs on this bullshit that we do. So thank you very much for listening. Subscribe, tell your friends, and have a good goddamn week. And if you don't mind, eat my shit. Thank you.
Rammstein!